Here we are at American Dissonance. This is the third installment of a 15-part series. Today is Distant Rumbles. What's going on here in America? There is dissonance among us. So I started out here with Iggy. Let me back up here into the chat so I can read that. I got that from Grimner. He posted that earlier. Where are you at? Grimner. Well, Iggy Pop, do not go gently into the night, into the light. And this other song, The Gallows Tree, where's it at? Right here. That was the Battlefield Band. It's not in the recording. Well, you heard the very tail end of it there. That is in the recording. McPherson's Lament. The words, farewell, ye dungeons dark and strong, the wretch's dynasty. Well, he was being hung, and he asked for his fiddle, and he wanted to play one last song before they hung him. And I would read this in an Irish or Scottish tune, maybe accent, but I know I'll lose it. Oh, what is death but parting breath? Oh, the money's, yeah. See, that's the accent spelling. On money's the blood plain. I've seen his face, and in this place, I scorn him yet again. He played this tune, and I guess then they hung him. He said he lived a life of grief and strife. I die by treachery. It breaks my heart. I must depart and not avenged be. Gay, take these bonds from off my hands and bring to me my sword. And there's no a man in all of Scotland, but I'd brave him at his word. So farewell, strife, and sunshine bright, and all beneath the sky. Man, coward, shame, disdain the name. Oh, the wretched that dare not die. Sir, rantingly and wantonly, she dauntingly guide. He played a tune, and he danced a rune below the gallows tree. Very fitting. You know, Scotland, Ireland, they all fought against empire, and we are contrasting the occupation today of America. I'm an anarchist, but you probably don't know what that means. It means no rulers. It means exactly the opposite of what we are under right now in America. Our government is... I can't use a fake Irish one being a fake Scot. That's just wrong. Yes, sir, Grimner, I know. But, hey, listen, I do things like sing and beat on this banjo and stuff because I ain't so good. But you know what? You got to start somewhere, right? You are not what you say you'll do. You are what you do. Now, Harry... He gets nervous when he gets a lot of listeners over there. And I came on with him, just did a little testing, just to show him how bad I was. Don't worry about that. We have an obligation to stand in the gap, right? What is that? There's a lot of reference to standing in the gap. I came along to it at Bunkerville in 2014. And it's where we have to be. We have to stand in the gap to breach that wall. Or else the enemy will overtake the stronghold. And that stronghold that I speak of is of freedom. There's a lot of references to the Bible. I did a Google search in the chat, and it came up with this right here. What does it mean to stand in the gap? And that's from Ezekiel in the Bible, the Old Testament, 22:30. There's a lot to say about that. So other than what I just said, but I'm not here to preach to you. It's what I plan to do is close these tabs as I go along, and when I come back for the radio blog, to include this stuff and allow you to read them for yourselves. Today, as I continue this series, I'm looking to style myself after... why have I disconnected? got all my internet problems lined out, I think. Let me go see here what's going on. Yeah, I dropped off. I don't know if I dropped off from radio, if I can get a audio check there in the chat room, since I bounced out of the chat. Let's see. Okay, good. Fine feed. Thank you. Oh, I was off for a few seconds. I don't know. So I got my internet. I got new phone lines in. I got a new modem. And I upgraded my tier service. Back up. Okay, thanks, Free. Here I go. As I distracted myself. Let me go back to the... okay, I've got that. Let me close that out. On the Standing in the Gap. And here is the song. Let me go see here as I'm distracted. Did I pay my Biden tax? That's what happened. I did not pay my Biden tax. Let me go on to first part of the topic today. Joshua Martinez. I know Josh from Las Vegas. And he was attending the Bundy Ranch trials. And he didn't care to show them folks, the U.S. Marshals there, any ID. This is not TTS. Turn sideways around the hokey pokey donut. I'm easily distracted. Yes, I am. So Josh, yeah, he's in jail, $1 million bond. Let me give you some stories here. This is from the Review Journal, and it will spin here as it comes up, and there it is. That one, I think, since I'm closing tabs, are opening a little bit faster. There's Josh in court, masked up, and there's a deputy back there behind him looking all mean, mugging him, dog-eyeing him, all masked up in black. At least he's being honest with the black mask. So the Review Journal, my brother-in-law was a writer here, as a matter of fact. I've got family in Vegas, a couple of cousins on the police department out there, one's a detective. A lot of history back to the police department, and I'm going to try to delve into that a little bit today, just a little bit in contrasting this occupation and what Joshua Martinez is up against. So in Las Vegas, associate of activist Ammon Bundy was indicted Wednesday on felony stalking and gun charges, and these are related to threats against the life of a police detective who investigates domestic terrorism. Martinez, 32, who runs Bundy's burgeoning People's Rights Network in Nevada. And this People's Network, I think, is in like 35 states. It's an organization set up to bring a call out so people can come and stand in the gap. Of course, these people, Bundy's and others, are demonized. Not only from the CLAP, the mainstream media, as most people know it. We know it as the CLAP, that's that corporate lame-ass propaganda. Yeah. Well, maybe they just wouldn't be in charge of how the story ends. I don't think there's a lot of maybe to that. Well, he's facing, it says here, two charges of stalking Metropolitan Police Detective Kenneth Meade. Now, he was the Joint Task Force on Domestic Terrorism. He was... I think he was over the 1 October shooting in Las Vegas back in 2017. So these misdemeanor harassment charges involving social media threats against the life of Chief Deputy District Attorney Michael Dickerson will be prosecuted separately in Las Vegas Justice Court. That's what the prosecutor in the case said. So... they're going to have him in, it looks like, to a state jurisdiction and also in federal, which we know several people that have been and are kidnapped and incarcerated into this system because they have opposed this occupation. And here we are contrasting it. That's what I'm doing. So Dickerson, who is prosecuting the terrorism case against three suspected members of the right-wing Boogaloo movement. I think that was last year when those arrests happened. Anyways, I'm going to leave this in a radio blog for you to come and read for yourself. And let me move over to this next one from the Free Thought Project. And a sip of coffee. In 2017, the Free Thought... In 2017, the Free Thought Project brought to you the story about constitutional activist Josh Martinez. When he is arrested for refusing to give his age to police on a Nevada courthouse steps, George is the last name of the guy, the name of the federal courthouse in Las Vegas, and that's where I was at attending the Bundy Ranch et al. Trials, and that's when I met Josh there. He was also there for the previous trial, which they had broke this up into three tiers, 1, 2, and 3, one being the most culpable. They started with tier three, the least, in which Eric Parker, Scott Drexler, Pete Santilli, there's some others that were all in there, Jerry DeLimas, and I hope I can come go back to find this post. I think I know where it is over on Facebook, and I'll talk more about that from Rudy Davis. So he was, yeah, there it is, Lloyd D. George. He's a LDS member. There's a lot of power of the Mormon Church in Nevada and in other parts of the West. I forget what his role through government was there in Nevada, but they named the federal courthouse after him, and that's where Judge Gloria Navarro reigned over these cases. So Josh came early on, and he wanted to go in there and be a witness and stand in the gap, and, you know, we're up against it, and no matter what you believe or think you know, that's not going to stop the occupation from beating you down, killing you, or imprisoning you. Well, it goes on to say now he's battling with what appears to be yet another set of false charges. This time, however, the stakes appear to be much higher. I got a video I recorded. It's at the Real Liberty Media YouTube channel under the Bundy List Standoff playlist. A few videos I'm going to play in this broadcast and include into the recording. I'll come to that. So he was arrested this last week. I believe it was. It's already been a week, and is currently being held on a $1 million bond for Facebook posts that are entirely legal. Now, I'm going to have some contention with that, because, like I said, legal. Well, I've said it before. Legal ain't lawful, and it don't matter. Comply or die. Yeah. To be clear, Martinez's posts were in poor taste. However, they were completely legal. Well, that's not what the prosecution's alleging, is it? Last week, last Wednesday, which would have been a week and a half ago, I guess, then posted a Facebook photo of a flag-draped coffin carried by uniformed officers with the caption, "How police officers take out their trash." Above the photo, Martinez says, "I can't wait to see the news and hear that Detective Kenneth Meade is in that casket." Showing how ridiculous the charges are, that post didn't even violate Facebook's terms of service and is still up on Martinez's Facebook page. And he is still up there. He's in jail. A lot of people are tagging him. And I have some stuff to go over off his Facebook page to share here, too. So there's a picture. And, gee, what, they got, am I missing one? Supposed to be 6 pallbearers. Hold on just a minute. Let me pause here just a moment. And I got somebody. All right. See you later. Okay. Here I'm back. Supposed to be 6 pallbearers, and there is... There's 9, unless I can't see the other one. So, 6 pallbearers, 2 road guards, and 1 to count credence, as the saying goes. In another post, Martinez posted a photo of Dickerson with the statement, this is Michael Dickerson. He's a detective. Kenneth Meade's bitch. Dickerson, I hope you and me die a slow and painful death. And Meade, I have a message for you. Mulan Lobbing, come and take it. Again, this post was most distasteful. It was entirely legal. He says, I don't know, legal or not. I know once they get you, you're pretty much in bad shape. One only needs to scroll through Twitter or Facebook for a few seconds to find millions upon millions of similar posts about Trump, Biden, cops, judges, local politicians, and individuals whose politics draw them the ire of political foes. Indeed. According to the criminal complaint against Martinez, which apparently justified the $1 million bond, Martinez threatened Meade with the intent that Meade be placed in reasonable fear of his fear of death and substantial body harm. I'm going to close this out. I'll include it in the radio log blog, and for you to read the rest. Let me move on here. I'm going to go here to continue content back to Twitter. Now let me get a drink of this coffee and let it come up. Okay, I'm on Sky Reeves Twitter. And a lot of people on the Bundy side of the aisle would call these him and others trolls. I got to tell you, I keep up with Sky Reeve, and because he spent so much time keeping track of everybody. I'm all about open conversation and not being in an echo chamber. I want to be sure and check myself here against, being biased in my own beliefs. I've had, 3.5-4 years going on engaging with these people, and they make some very good points. A lot of times they're all sassy. Like here, Sky Reeves says, Roger Roots gives an update on Joshy. Evidently, he set a record. Consider the source. Says, Josh says he will challenge every element and is ready for a long court battle. Boy, that's where you don't want to be. You've lost. So many people thought that they would get their day in court and have truth finally come out. But if you don't know, I'm going to tell you, the courts ain't about the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. They're about making their case. And all these people in the courtroom work for this same entity. Now, let's see here. I'm looking for, where are you? I think it's on down. So I did have that open, I thought. Just bear with me here. I'm going to keep scrolling until I come to these inflammatory Facebook posts. Where are you? Let's see here. You know what? Let me take a moment and enter this in here. Now, this is a video that I did with Josh in Vegas in 2017. I think this is the right one. Or is it back? It might be back one. Yeah. I think this is James Friedland. No, this is Joshua Martinez, his YouTube page, which he does a lot of First Amendment audits. So I'm going to include that also in the radio blog blog. This is a playlist. This is what I'm looking for. And I'm gonna play this and take a mute up here and then go gather up my other things here. Where are you? Right there. This is called, and this is from the Bundy Ranch Standoff playlist at Real Liberty Media YouTube channel. And this is no evidence statements made for Josh's arrest by law enforcement. This no longer exists. It's about a 4.5 minutes here. And so while this plays, I'll mute up and I'll go get my ducks lined up. And if you see a duck in the chat room, shoot them or catch them. You can friend them. You can feed them. Give them crackers. It's a little game we play over here at Real Liberty Media in the chat. And you're invited to rlmradio.xyz for live broadcast, past cast, and to engage in conversation if you do choose to do so. Let me open this up and let her go, and I'm going to mute and go gather my ducks. I'll just come back.
Yeah, come up a little closer. I hold it a little steadier right here. I didn't bring my stick.
Oh, you didn't bring? All right.
Let me move up this way. Yeah.
Still got it?
We're ready.
All
we're
right,
going.
Well.
Okay.
We're done.
Stop a minute. I didn't bring my stick. We were just talking about that, Grimner and I, the carrot and the stick. He said it's a cake. The carrot's a lie. I said carrot cake. I just wanted to see real quick. Let me pop back to chat. How was that audio? It sounded loud. Grimner or somebody. How was that? Was that video too loud or no? Yeah, I will. I'll monitor the chat there and let me start that again and play it. Mute and go gather the ducks and look to see. Let me know.
Done with the court hearing. Well, there wasn't even no hearing. The marshal knew me already. Knew me by a first and last name. I approached. He said that this case for the charge of trespass has been dismissed due to lack of evidence. I was ready to argue. I was ready to go in there and start, you know, saying my opinion and give my argument. But they decided to go ahead and dismiss. So, what evidence are they lacking? I don't know. They did have a victim, somebody who cried wolf, and that is Agent Bugtong with the U.S. Marshal's Office here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Did he decide not to follow through and write a witness statement? Who knows? But I know him and his other colleague did sign a witness statement, so I know there is sworn statements from the U.S. Marshal's Office. Now, some of you will ask, well, does that mean you can go back to the federal courthouse? Obviously, I am. I'm going to go back. I don't care what they do. They can arrest me a bunch of times. But I will challenge their jurisdiction. And they do not have a right to keep me from going in and out of the federal courthouse. We have a right of easement, a right to pass, and a right to access public records that are kept in the U.S. federal courthouse.
Man, this thing is dark. Let's change sides.
Okay. So, sorry.
There we go. Perfect. Now we've got some good lighting on you.
So, that's pretty much the end of that case. I do have to return back on the 23rd for the status check of the obstruction case where I was arrested for failure to give my date of birth. That's coming up on the 23rd. I'm probably going to serve 30 days for that because I'm not going to pay the fine. I'm not going to comply. I'm not going to play their games. But that pretty much covers it. I don't know if I'm missing anything.
Well, couple of things I did when I went in, I stood up, I was going to record, but I asked that same guy that talked to you about recording. He said somebody does that and you can request
yeah,
that
yeah,
he
yeah.
can.
You can pay for it, $25 for the recording. So,
and he did.
They also sell bootleg DVDs of your own court case.
He did thank me for asking though.
They tell us to turn off our cell phones. They don't want evidence. They want their recording so then they can alter and change it up whenever they have to save their own butts. But I am a little upset that the judge didn't give this to me. I'm a little upset that we didn't go on the record. That's what I wanted. The marshal, the U.S. marshal, the Las Vegas City Marshal, had to give this to me. He pulled me to the side and said, Mr. Martinez, this case has already been done and over with. I'm like, I want to argue. I want to go on the record.
Yep.
He laughed. The city attorney laughed. Everybody else laughs because, they laugh at us people who are constitutional Republicans, people who want to conserve and restore the U.S. Constitution. Yeah, they laugh at us. But you know what? If you stand on those principles and you stand firm on them and you don't deny them, you're not denying God. You're standing on righteousness. So I'm going to continue on the fight. I'm going to go back to the federal courthouse when it's time with this little document, and I'm going to say I have a right of easement. I have a right of passage. I can walk through this building as I please.
So let me flip this around. Point that right there. Make sure we get my identifier and notice right here.
All
right. RealLibertyMedia.com. And a little later on, I'm going to put this one and the first one over to the YouTube channel. It's all together, one word, Real Liberty Media, and that's on YouTube, reallibertymedia.com on the internet, on the World Wide Web, rlmradio.xyz for live radio and some fastcast playing.
Cool.
Anyways, so Glad to be here.
Hell yeah, man.
Now you can show my smiling face.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm sporting a little beard going here. I don't know if I like it.
I was going to ask you about that. I was like, man, you got something new going on, huh? All right, cool, guys.
All right, thanks, y'all. Hey, Doug, there's Doug Larson. Right on, dude. I think I hit like on that. Whoop, I didn't unlike it. There we go.
Okay. Josh Martinez, a great guy. I got the chance to spend time with him, get to know him some, and he has portrayed, shameless plug, yeah, definitely. I'm good for that. Josh Martinez is a really good guy. He's got a good heart. A lot of people are going to have contention with that. Now, I've got this open here, what I wanted to share. He got baited, man. This is a very, very bad decision on his part to respond to these folks. This is somebody called Fabian Vasquez, and he says, well, that's your opinion. And if you think I should do a certain thing, have the balls to come and make me do it yourself. And actually, I don't have a license for anything, not even a driver's license. I ignore any laws that infringe upon my constitutional rights. I will not allow the state to convert a right into a privilege. Hal, I think it was last week, he talked a little bit about this, we'd call it ingress and egress. And Josh said that in that video there that, you know, he has every right to enter that courtroom. I'm going to tell you, rules and procedures and all that stuff's going to take precedence over any law, no matter what you think, believe, what's right, wrong. Again, I'm going to refer back to John Wayne in Big Jake. Your fault, my fault, nobody's fault. You're going to be just as dead. If you ain't dead and in prison, it's a similar situation. Josh says, and if you keep your rifle at home, cool, but I'm not required by any man to leave it at home, even if there was some statutory law that said so. I will disobey any law that restricts the firearm carrying of any of his guns. Fabian Vasquez, he says, rebel cops and bad guys, you're compelled to carry it because you're scared of cops and bad guys. You literally just said so. James Ball, now he's got his account locked. I was told a few years back that he's a BLM employee. He is on the opposite side of the Bundys. He chooses to give engagement with me and I to him. And you know what? I appreciate that. I had some bit of some long-fought battles back in the beginning there of engagement with some of these folks. And, you know, they try the call you names and stuff like that, try to make you look like an idiot. I don't need any help with that. Thank you very much. But anyways, so I do engage these folks. Kelly Stewart said that really bothered her. I was watching her live video, and she said as much. For me, sharing information and links with these people, again, I'm all about an open and honest discourse. I'm responsible for what I say, not what they say or how they say it. But I got to tell you, again, my message is to guard your words, because right, wrong, or indifferent, they can and will be held against you in a court of law or at street level judgment. Absolutely, for sure. I got something buzzing on me over there. Now, let me see. I'm going to stop here again, and I'm going to go to another video. There's Josh's homepage. Let me close that one out on the YouTube. Here, let's get open, and I'm going to probably pause it just for a minute and make a disclaimer. As soon as your spins around here.
20 is 3266. Okay. 1-1 State of Nevada versus Joshua Martinez.
Stop.
Record should reflect the presence of Mr. Buchanan on behalf of the defendant.
Okay, there it stopped. This is not the right one. This is a very long, this is an hour and 5 minute video. And I'll We'll include this also into the radio log blog. This is proceedings from 2017 in revocation, probation revocation. Now, this is video from Josh, and this is a 3-minute, 39-second video. Disclaimer, because I'm including this into the
things,
blogcast. Pause just a moment.
And when he's doing this, he's coming very close, if not...
My button's just slow. Okay, so I'm going to play this through. I believe, I don't know how... it looks like it was filmed on a cell phone. I don't know if this was a capture, because it's time stamped across there, and I'm thinking that this was probably, it has to be from the court records itself, their video. Now, in that last video, I asked about filming inside the courtroom, and the marshal in there, the cop, he was all pretty much asinine with me at first, and then he's like, I leaned forward, I said, I just want to, know if it's okay, because me, I'm not trying to make a big stink to cause problems, get myself targeted for any reason that would preclude me from further engagement. I think it's important to be able to present yourself reasonably. Is it copy now? I don't think so. Let's listen to this, and let me gather some more stuff here as we go along.
Just crossing the line into restricted areas. You've done it at several police stations. This is incredibly concerning for the state, Your Honor, given the fact that the defendant's rhetoric is, hey, I'm going to take a couple of these cops out with me. Don't be surprised when you die, police officer, because you're oppressing people. And then he goes out here, and it's just wandering aimlessly around various law enforcement buildings with the camera, seemingly able to create a ruse if one were possible. This is the reason why I ask you that one of the conditions I ask be placed on his probation is that he not go to any government buildings unless he's there on official personal business. He's not there to do some what he terms as a First Amendment audit. These are videos that the defendant posts to make money. He's posting these on YouTube and making money for what he's doing, all in the meantime putting everybody in danger because we know the risk that he poses to law enforcement in the city. That's why I ask that you put that limitation on him, Your Honor. I also ask that...
Why did you agree to probation?
I agree to probation in this particular instance, Your Honor, because this was a case that was going to be tough to try, admittedly. I believe in my heart of hearts that I could have proved this beyond a reasonable doubt, but the defendant, you see him here today. He's a good-looking, well-spoken gentleman. And I think that he's going to be the type of individual that's going to be able to impress upon you, possibly a jury, that he's not the person that we think he is, but we know who he is. None of this stuff would have come in at trial, Your Honor. We know what he's capable of. We know what his thought process is. Do I believe that he actually wants to kill police people or police officers? I don't know. But do I believe that he likes the attention that he gets from it? 100%. Do I believe that he likes the income that he's going to be deriving from his YouTube page? Even more. These are things that are concerning to you, Your Honor, but I think that here, in this particular instance, the defendant has the opportunity to get on the right path yet again. I stand by my decision in placing him on probation here. I stand by my position in having him take this felony up front, prohibiting him from having firearms. That is my main concern. This individual should not have firearms. This individual needs to be watched by the state of Nevada. We ask for a 19 to 48 month suspended sentence. With this charge, we ask that he have no weapons whatsoever, no pepper spray, no mace, nothing. We ask that he be prohibited from having any alcohol, any marijuana, and that a full search of all electronics and providing passwords be ordered for this particular individual. Once again, Your Honor, I stand by my decision. I believe it's a good negotiation for both parties. And I believe that the issues that we see with this particular individual can be addressed by this court and by serious conditions of probation. Finally, I ask that he be placed on house arrest for the term of his probation. That's a 2-year fixed term, Your Honor. So for that, I'll submit it to you.
Okay. Well, I've closed that, and this one's going to open automatically, so give me a moment to stop that, and then I'm going to go back to a Facebook post. This will be another video. It's 48 seconds long, but we'll come back to that. I'm going to go to Rudy Davis's stop.
Mr.
My buttons. My buttons, my buttons. I'm going to go over here to Rudy Davis on Facebook. IHateTheFBI.com and some other sites. Year of Jubilee. Rudy and Aaron Davis, quite inspirational people, that the amount of work that they do, standing in the gap for prisoners. Here's from February 24th. Kenneth M. Meade, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, is a piece of rancid, smelly, human, traitorous trash who gets paid to make boogeymen out of liberty-loving Americans. That is the way the system works. This is the same dirtbag pretend detective who threatened to throw Tactical Tony in oncoming traffic and targeted Bryce Coular, C-U-E-L-L-A-R, with the assistance of Interpol in France for making liberty videos exposing the New World Order and corruption with the law enforcement. We are promised in the holy word of God that Kenneth W. Meade will get his just reward, just as Judas, for selling out their country. Home District's 2014 Las Vegas Metro, Kenneth M. Reed, he's a police officer. His regular pay is $80,616. Overtime pay was $2,620. Other pay includes $31,117. That's a total of $114,354.10. Total benefits are over $50,000. So that brings them up to $164,000 a year. So if you'd like to make contact with Joshua Martinez, ID number 02601698, at the Clark County Detention Center, 330 South Casino Center Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89101. This is a Facebook post here. It's a collage of four photographs there. I think I opened this and I couldn't quite read the charges here. It's a little blurry, but I have that elsewhere, which I may be able to go back up and get. I can't make out that. But other than the $1 million bond, I have another that shows, again from Sky Reeves, that shows all the charges there. And I'll try to go back and retrieve that in a minute if I can do it in 46 seconds during the next interlude there from a YouTube video from Josh. $1 million. Now, I want to go to Josh's page and see if I can get down there. And there he is in my search. Come here, Josh. Now, if to be a Hispanic, if I somehow I clicked Roger Roots instead. By the way, I meant to talk to you about that there, Grimner, when it was pre-show. And of course, you know, squirrels. Evil squirrels, right, Donna? Roger Roots, he's Lysander University founder, Liberty lover. I asked him if, tell him we have a spot for him over here at Real Liberty Media. I think he'd fit in really good. He's doing a podcast with, I forget her name. Felony Melanie, that's her name. Or she goes by, she has another name. And I watched a video they did and talking about their upcoming podcast, which are underway. I think they've done at least two. The first one, it got struck from YouTube right away. And damn bastards. Let's see here. Oh, I was reading a post here. This is from Don Villa Jr. 1 year later, after this story came out, Josh and his family have since been constantly harassed by Detective Kenneth Meade. He is currently incarcerated on a litany of bogus charges by the LVPD. That includes sharing memes and holding corrupt cops accountable. Now, a lot of these guys that do this First Amendment audit get pretty nasty, rude, obstinate. But is that against the law? I think it's not my style, but I'm going to tell you, I think it's important that these people are out there doing what they're doing. Because, hey, who's going to hold these guys accountable? And if these cops get triggered by somebody that is filming them, there's something wrong with that cop. I think we do, again, need to guard our words and be careful how we go about this engagement. Because you don't want to be taken out. You don't want to be killed. You don't want to be in prison the rest of your life. So I can't say I agree 100% or disagree much at all on so many people, what they've done, but they got captured, right? We need to be as wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove in our engagement with these people. We don't want to be taken out one by one. We have to have a firm stand, and we have to be so much more than they. I can understand how Josh would be mad at this guy, right? All he was trying to do was speak up for freedom and to be that witness. And I consider that my role, to be witness, because I think it's important that these stories get out there. And unfortunately, with all the censor that we live in today, God, so many people's voices are gone. UCY.TV, gone. Almost 100,000 videos. You know, I had 20 up there out of 66 episodes that I did when I started doing radio. Not no big deal, right? Me. But there was a lot of very, very great and important people. Brandon Turbeville, others. That all that is gone. Well, Brandon still has his on his site. Brandon Turbeville. Speaking up now against, and has been some, about the what's going on over in the Middle East there in Syria. There goes Biden right on back into war as usual. Bombs away. Okay, as I've chased that squirrel a little bit, there's a video there. I guess I should include that. I believe that's Josh in the car there for the video. I didn't watch that, but I should go back. There he is. No, we are in charge of the courtroom, ma'am. You're in contempt. That's what Josh said. Listen, as I spoke last week and the week before, Gordon Call and Edna Elaine Brown's story, trying to play their game in the courtroom, it's stacked against you. Well, I'm running up against the hour here pretty soon, and I was looking more specifically here for his post. Let me just keep scrolling. Tell you what. Here, okay, this is important too. This is on YouTube channel, James Freeland, or Freeman. You can get a video. I'll bring that out and bring it to the radio log blog. The Facebook post that resulted in multiple felonies and $1 million bond on YouTube. Okay, good. I think I found what I'm looking for. Here is, let me open this up into a photo. Actually, it's smaller like that. Let me just read it off of unopened, if I can. Which it doesn't look like I'm not going to be able to. Let's see. I'll have to just give you a partial list. Own and possession by prohibited person of a firearm. Aggravated stalking using internet communication. Fight, challenge to fight. That was the Molon, how do you pronounce that? Come and take it. Fight to challenge, you know. Fight or challenge to fight with DW, not sure that is. Harassment. And Looks like zeros on there, so I assume that to be no bond. But the $1 million bond comes about for having a gun. I was looking for that post there where he's showing pictures and engaging with these people that are there to incite you into doing stupid stuff. Don't do it, man. Don't do it. There's another listing. There's somebody that's from James Freeman, Roger Roots. I'm looking for the pictures that Josh posted, and scrolling way down here to try to find them. There's Sam Flores. I guess this is another one. May have been related to one of the cops there, speculating. She says, "You hella ugly, brah. You kid's stupid ugly. They find a end up like your ass dead, brah. Hello, watch your back, bro. I got people on you. And brah, if a light is in your face, look away, dumb. It's common sense. I hope you get your ass goes blind. If not, then I'ma make you blind. Watch me catch you in the streets, nigga." Notice they didn't get censured for that stuff, did they? Well, of all things. And then he goes on, if I was to find him, about showing those pictures and post there in his response. Not a good idea. No matter what you feel about the Second Amendment, the law's going to preclude your beliefs if you're what's been deemed a prohibited person. You're screwed. Don't post a picture of you with a firearm, a gun, a weapon. Yeah, so back when they came and revoked him there, that 2017, because he's been in and out of jail, right? They called the fire poker and a softball bat for a kid as weapons that were in his house. Crazy, crazy, right? Josh says February 17th, so this is before his arrest. Does YouTube censor content without notifying the content creator? I've noticed my views are lower than usual. Yeah, Matt Thompson says, another good man right there. Yes, shadow bans reduce views by making your video not show up in searches. There's lots of trickery, you know, that's used in disseminating information to the public. I'm really wishing I'd find that as I'm scrolling through here, that pictures in his, some of his response. Anyways, I'll skip that and just tell you, don't let the trolls get you, man. Don't let the trolls get you. Which one is it? Let me go play that. Yeah, here it is. To play this. Nope, that's the wrong one. That's the long one. Let me go play this for 5 seconds in already. Let me back it up. 47-second clip. This is Josh in court.
Mr. Martinez, you want your attorney to take your keys and your cell phone?
That's correct.
Anything else?
That is all.
You waive any conflict with him doing that or any...
And a credit card. No, yeah.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah, Judge, I'm acknowledging the receipt of two cell phones, wallet with some contents and card.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
March 6th. Thanks.
And it's no bail?
No bail and bail.
Robert Wednesday.
On for Wednesday.
Okay, to be clear, that was not the current case. That was previous in all their attempts to corral Josh. This comes from the Daily Beast. Far-right people's rights leader tied to Bundy family busted for threats in Vegas. Self-sabotage. I'm sorry, Josh. Supporters of Josh, but really and truly, that's fitting. Self-sabotage. Don't let yourself get set up by these people. This comes from Kelly Weill, W-E-I-L-L, a reporter, Yeah, I've been called a fake reporter and then quoted by these same people when I was in Denver for Bruce Doucette's trial. A leader of the Nevada branch of an anti-government group was arrested over Facebook post wishing a slow and painful death on a district attorney and a police officer involved in his past criminal cases. He took that two-year probation deal. Had he completed it, then I guess it would have reverted back into misdemeanor. They was coming for him. They came for him, and he said they would be. And if you know that, you need to be especially careful, most certainly. Josh is 32, the leader of, they say, I'm going to leave this again. I'll let you read it for yourself. I had a phone call last night late. Yes, Moosey, way past my bedtime it was. But a good friend, I didn't ask him if I could share this, but I think it'll be all right. He, like I, am very cautious in what how we make response. Again, guard your words. He pretty much said the same thing I'm saying. Josh screwed up. And unfortunately, I'm afraid it's going to cost him his freedom, most likely for the rest of his life. Once you get in the courtroom, it's not about truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It's not about justice. It's about taking you to that gallows tree. It really is. And this is just an extra FYI. Austin, friend I met out in Vegas. We met at Larkin Rose event out there. And your Facebook, you've been hijacked, buddy. I sent you a post over there. This guy's over here, a new Austin, is telling me about, did you hear the good news? Man, I've seen that before. And I like to play with him. Really? Me? I've never won nothing. Let me close that one out. And I'm about to close out here. We're coming up to the top of the hour. Oh, here it is. I bought a new house in Florida two days ago. Can't even speak English, huh? From the benefit of poker and mega bonus lottery. Ooh, boy, I could be a winner too. Don't be a loser. Be a winner. I believe I'm going to wrap this up and go hit the end of this broadcast. And I have something here to play out. And I think is what I'm going to have to do is go over to my history on YouTube to pull up the song here. There's a lot more I was going to play pre-show, but maybe I'll do that after here when I stop the broadcasting here in a minute or so. And I'm in my history of YouTube. By the way, let me make a statement for myself. My name is Vincent Ray Easley II. This is an open invite for conversation with me to everybody out there, from the criminals to the cops to the common folks in between. I make this public statement as a witness, standing in a gap, and hey, FBI, Ryan English, yeah, I tried to talk to you, and you got cut off by that Robert Shapiro, the prosecutor in Denver. I'd be very interested in a conversation with you. You know, normally my advice would be keep your mouth shut, don't talk to cops, especially if you're innocent. Everything you say, cannabis will be used against you in a court of law. There's another song is a takeoff. This one's more American than it was to Scotland. Of Gallows Pole, Led Zeppelin. Should I close that one with Led Zeppelin? Here's a song that Steve Tolbert did, No One's Gonna Save Me Now. It's a song by Nicholas Scott, done by Benjamin Todd. I saw him in Vegas. This one I really like. Steve T, he wrote this one himself. And I'm going to play that play that out and go stop the recording. I'm going to let this play. I guess I'm pretty sure that this isn't going to get us copyright. But, again, I'll have to talk to Grammer. I don't even give two craps about this stuff being on YouTube because of their policy. Get it over to BitChute and to the Radio Log Blog, the Ponder Gander podcast player. Hal Anthony, he'll be back on Sunday. Grimmin will be playing the blues at, what time is that? At 11, my time. I think I cut, yeah, that's at noon Eastern time. Grimmin are playing the blues. We play some trivia in there. We have a kickback. And then Hal Anthony comes along at 3 o'clock Eastern time. That's noon o'clock on the left coast out there from behind the woodshed. I invite you to tune in. Monday we have It's All Connected, and that is at 2 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday we've got a new show, Welcome Back to Air, Grimner and Moose Girl. They canceled after 13 years, the Freakers Ball, late Friday night. So we had a broadcast this last Wednesday at, I believe that was at 2 o'clock Eastern, and we're, I think we're going to get some time change coming there. We've got a new broadcast coming on from... what's his name, Grimner, the dentist there? Going to be a very interesting podcast. I expect he'll be doing that live, prepping and all kinds of preparedness. And then again, I'll be back again next Friday at noon Central time, both the time and location, right here Central at reallibertymedia.com, rlmradio.xyz. All right, thanks, folks, for listening. I'm going to play this out here and go stop the recording, and I'll see y'all over in chat, and then I'll go back to building the blog page here. Again, styling myself after Hal Anthony, a man I have great respect for. I think our minds work a lot alike in recognizing trail sign, and I call him a pathfinder, and I credit him for probably keeping me alive and out of jail myself, in being able to, how I present myself and address myself when up against the likes of the federal government and others. Side note, I seen a cop in the store yesterday, no mask on. I said, put my glasses on and looked, hey, you guys got new uniforms. He said, oh, it's been about 2 years since they had them. But anyways, I was glad to see him not wearing a mask. And this is Stephen Tolbert. I'm going to let this just a little bit play, and then I'll stop it for not having a fool. Thanks again, everybody. RealLibertyMedia.com. Vincent Easley.
Even though it seems sometimes I'm wandering through the land of Nod, unlike can't feel the pain of my sins, and like the blood of Abel, my tears are shed, crying unto God.